We're learning Perek Dalam Mishnah Yud. May Mosai and Koitz Nilan Beshvis, one in Allah to cut the tree in Shvis, Mishbeshvishamim, Kol Ilan, Kol Ilan, Mishay Yoitzi.
So I don't understand. Ain Koitz in it.
Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, why in Allah to cut? Ain Koitz is Ilan Mishvis, Mishum, the Lakhila Omar Ahmad of Loyla Hefsid. Okay, cutting a tree, you're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin the tree. You asked the general question. What you asked the question was, how are you allowed anybody in Allah to cut down a tree? Because there's a prohibition of Baal Tashkas. So maybe we can suggest that we're going in a situation where there's no Baal Tashkas. For example, L'dvar Mitzvah. I want to build a sukkah in this location. Or where the wood is worth more than the fruit. Okay, so let's assume for a moment now the reason why there's no problem of Al-Tashkas is because there are exceptions.
Okay.
So yet the Mishnah is telling us, even when you have an exception why there's no Al-Tashkas, you do not have an exception to cut down the tree, to cut down the fruit, because it says Mishnah de l'Ochla, Amar Rahman of Leil Lehev, so you're going to court, that the Torah says l'Ochla Niyav Shmita, that all the fruit of the year of Shmita shall be for consumption, la'achla, which Chazal dash in la'achla, the loy lehefset. You're not allowed to incur loss.
You can eat it.
You can eat it, but you're not allowed to cause the tree to go to waste. Loy lehefset. Okay. The Torah said that in the year of Shemitah, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to cause the tree to go and suffer a loss. Mishum de la'achla mechman of lelehev said, Anishmati. I heard another interpretation. Kaven the afkarin rachman leperis, another time, since I was mafka the peris im yikatitsem havigoyz lezharabin. So the rabbi is giving us a second reason. It's gezel haram. Since the peris belong to the tzibur, it belongs to the public. It belongs to the tzibur. So if you cut down the peris, you're causing a loss to the tzibur. Got it?
Causing a loss.
Mishum de la'achla v'anishamati kevan de afkarin rachman leperis. It since there was mafkar leperis im yikatzitzam have goyz lesarabim. I heard another reason. The Rav is saying.
What is kevan de afkarin rachman? What does that mean?
The Torah says the fruit is hefker. It's the year of Shemitah. What's the problem? In the year of Shemitah, Hashem said the fruit of the tree is hefker. Therefore, if I cut down the tree, I'm causing the fruit to be destroyed. If I chop down the tree, all the fruit's going to go to waste.
Okay.
So you're a ganaf, you're a gazlan, because who does this fruit belong to in the year of Shemitah? It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the tzibur. It belongs to everyone. So you're destroying property that does not belong to you. So it's gezel.
Okay.
So therefore, the Rav Sachkol gives us two reasons why you're not allowed to cut down a tree. Year Shemitah. Number one, by cutting down the tree, you're violating the halak of lehefsid. La'achla of lehefsid. The Torah said that you have to eat the food in the year of Shemitah. And the second reason is because it's gezel the rabbin. By cutting down the tree, you are causing a loss to the tzibur.
Okay, right.
Okay. So when does my Mishayotzi? When it begins, every tree, the rules, first we deal with the regular tree, when it begins to bring forth fruit, once already
starts to bud.
Techilas ha'olim b'mei nisan. Techilas ha'olim b'mei nisan. Every tree mishiyetzi when it begins to bring forth leaves. Techilas ha'olim b'mei nisan. Okay, during the days of Nisan, that's the zman when you make berachas tilanos. Did you make a berachas tilanos? Yeah. No. Forgot. Call the Ilan Mishayotzi, Tchilas Ha'olin Mimei Nisan, the beginning of the burning of the leaves in the days of Nisan came. Call the Mishayotzi, Beisil says, Hecha Ruvin, Misha Yishal Shelu. What does that mean? When it talks about caribs, when the caribs get, they become triplicates. Triple. What does that mean? When they begin to become heavy, when the carobs begin to become heavy, and they hang like a chain. A chain. You ever see a chain hanging on? It's heavy, a chain. It's made of metal. So when they begin to become heavy, that's really called zman. When already it's called, already it's fruiting, you're not allowed to cut them down anymore. Yeah. When they become heavy like a chain. When they begin to become heavy, the litlois, and they begin to hang on the tree, ke'en shalsheles.
That's when
it's forbidden. That is when it is forbidden to. I like.
Chavuvim
mi she yishal shelu.
When they
get heavy.
Is that when? That's when you can't take cuts to the even bishvius.
Yes, that's when you're not allowed to cut. You're not allowed to cut when it gets heavy. It turns into a chain. When it begins to come heavy and begins to hang like a shalshelas, okay?
And they said that's Pesach. What time?
That's that. No, it doesn't say when. That was when it comes. Mishayotzi. Tchilas olam b'mei anisan. Mishayshalshelu. Mishayaskil lahachbid. V'lidlois kein shalshelas. Okay. Next, we come to gefanim. The gefanim vines. Mishayigorei. What does that mean? Mishayasu garinim. When seeds begin to bud. When it comes to vines, when seeds begin to bud, that's the zman already, garinim, that is the zman already when you're not allowed to cut them down from the tree. Perish achar, second perish. Haboiser, boiser means undeveloped grapes. Kishayagdilu, vinasek epol halavan. When grapes develop and they reach the size of a pol halavan, of a bean. Paul is a bean. A white bean. Nigra, it's called garua. When a grape develops and reaches the size of a paul halavan, which is called garua, that's what it's called, the definition of it. It's called a garua. It's called a garua. When it reaches the size of a garua, that's when you're not allowed to cut it down. Okay, that's already not. That's gefanim. Gefanim, so we have two perushim. Either gefanim means mishiyigarei, or means when the seeds begin to bud, or it means when it reaches the size of a paul halavan. A paul halavan is called a garua. Okay? Vehazesim, olives. At what point in time are you not allowed? At what point are you not allowed to? Are you not allowed to cut down the olives? That's mishayanetz when they begin to bud. What is mishayanetzu? Mishayigadel aleim hanetz. The bud. Netz is the bud. The bud. Okay, so mishayanetzu when it begins to bud. Mishayigadel aleim hanetz when the netz begins to bud. Kumo hanetzim near baretz. Hanitzonim niru baretz. When the buds begin in the earth, kishayegiu lishirim halalu. When all of these fruits reach this age, also lekatzitzon b'shvius, you're not allowed to cut them down during Shvius, because now you're causing a loss. Now they already exist. So it's, you know what it's like. It's like. Okay, so that's called mishayanetzu. Yishar kol ilan, other trees, mishayotzi, all other trees mishayotzi when they come forth. Period. V'chol ilan kevon shabo la'anas hamasros, all trees once they reach the time of masros of meiser mutar lekatzitzoi you're allowed to cut it. What does that mean? Once you reach the time of masros, mudukatsovi ain kan mushum hefsed hapri. Oy mushum gezel lidach lishna, shakvar hapri royal yachila, or mushum koitsetsi lanus toivim leka imhu mu'ula bedamim, it's very expensive. Also, he answers your question. Shadam of yukadim leitzim, yoiser me alehin. That was your question. Your question was, how are you allowed to cut down a tree? In Bechlal, it's Baltash, so he answers. I was bechav to the answer. Okay, the answer is that we're going to a situation where the tree, the wood is more valuable than the fruit. When the wood is more valuable than the fruit, you are allowed to cut down the wood. And if and then these situations, once already they've developed, they've already ripened to the point where now there's a chiyuv of maestros. So that means they've fully developed. So when you cut down the branch, you're not causing a loss to the fruit, because now you can eat the fruit. It's not called a loss, because now you can eat it. So there is no loss. Okay? Kama yihei bezayitz v'lo yikatzenu. V'chol ilan misha yaitzi. All trees misha yaitzi. V'shar kol ilan misha yaitzi. Right. Misha yaitzi. V'chol ilan kevan shabola anas hamashos. Once the tree reaches the time of ma'aseh, so in other words, it's fully developed, the fruit is fully developed, motu l'katzit, so you're allowed to cut it down. Kami hebe zayis v'lo yikutz. And how large can the zayis be? And it'll be forbidden. Roiva. Now what does that mean? Kama yebe zayis, lava shviyisko. We're not discussing shmit now. This next part of the mission is discussing a general rule. This is a general halacha. Okay? A general halacha that has nothing to do with shmita. Are you with me?
Yeah.
We call ilan. It's a whole different halacha. Kama yebe ilan, lava shviyisko. We're not discussing shviyis. Ella shehei also lekoytetsoy mishom koytetsi ilanas toim kidachsev mimenu sechav le'eos olos sechers. He's now discussing the rule of Baltashkas. The rule of Baltashkas. Holy Baltashkas. So what's this man? Come give me the Zayas Lava Shvius, Koy Elo Shri, also the Kotzim Shum Kotzim, Lan Stom Kedursim, Menel Techavos, Lo Sechris. So how large, when is it kicking? Come give me the Zayas Lo Yikotzenu, Roy Va.
Where does this question kick in? It says, Kivin Chabal Anas and Marsan.
Once a tree.
Kivin Chabal Anas, Marsan, Mutta Lakotzim.
So it's no, in a situation, he explained in the Rav, in a situation where the wood is worth more, then the food, you're allowed to cut down the tree. Now, but there's another problem. The problem is, even though you're allowed to cut down the wood because the wood is more valuable than the food, but there's a problem. The problem is that you're destroying the food of Shemitah. If you have a tree, and on the tree, there's food. So you're not destroying it, because since now the food already is fully developed, so when you cut down the branch, you'll take the food, you'll eat it. It's not called destruction. Once you reach Anas Mashros, you're not destroying it. Right, but it means if there would not be the year of Shemitah, and this would be the time when normally you'd be Chayv and Meiser, that already is an indication that the food already is complete.
So that's when you're allowed to cut it down.
Come here, besides lo ye yikutzenu. What is this shear? Besides lo yikutzenu. Okay, come here, besides lava shears. Koy ela she also lo kotzu mishum kotzu silon tovus kedosiv mimenu toichal vios lo sechres. Roiva a quarter of a calf. Okay, a quarter of a calf like a kiddush calf mishum dosiv. When is the zayis ready? A shear of a zayis, an olive that you lo yikutzenu, that you're not allowed to cut it.
You mean you're talking about a zayis tree?
We'll see.
What's the...
I think it means he shows you in the picture that you're able to squeeze the olives on a tree, then you can produce a revius, a kav, quarter of a kav. A kiddushka.
We had something before.
Right. We had that before. We had that before.
But there was less here. It was just the...
Misha yichnus a revius l'saw. A saw.
Now we got a different
shear. Okay, so here we're talking about a kav, a revius a kav. Roiva a kav.
Is that when you're allowed to cut it down?
No, that's when you're not allowed to cut it down. If the tree can produce enough fruit... Where you can lava shviyas koi. We're not dealing with shviyas. Ela she also lekotzu mishum koytes elon tzoves kedusim menu hechlos lechos. Roy vakaf mishum dechoshev yosem mishoy lonos. Mishum dechoshev sits. Now why are we discussing figs? I'm sorry, olives, because olives are more chad. They're the most choshev. Mishum dechoshev yosem mishoy lonos. The ilu bedekel muta lekotzu ad the ton kaba. A palm tree, you can cut down until it reaches the calf. When it comes to olives, once already you can produce a revius a calf, a quarter of a calf.
What kind of palm tree? What palm tree produces what?
Dates.
Uh-huh.
Dates. So a date tree has to produce an entire calf. But when it comes to olives, roiva a calf, mishum the chashav yosem shoylanos, it's chashav more than other lanos, the ilu bugdekel, mutu lukoytsay ad kaba. No, it all depends. It's all relative. All depends on the zayis. Okay, let's look at the picture. The chazor of the mission is a very hard mission. Obviously, call ilam mishayotzi all trees. Mi sheyotzi. Once it begins to produce fruits, you're ready now to cut down. You're now to cut down the tree.
Fruits or blossom.
When it comes right, it comes leaves. The Rav said it means mishayotzi tchilas ha'olim nabimei nisim. When the leaves begin to the bud. Okay, mishayotzi ilam tchilas olim also lekotzay. Okay, next. This was carobs, boxer. Tu b'shvat. Every one of these things. Every boxer. Once also cuts. It's already, now it's called a hefsa. If you're going to cut down the branch, you're causing a loss. Already this is called a fruit. Once already it reaches this madrega. Once already reaches the madrega of Misha Yishal.
That's later. We're up to here. Amos say ain't kaitzim milim shvius.
I'm counting the pictures. Amos say ain't kaitzim milim shvius. What do you mean? Like the tree and shvius. When have you reached a state? When have you reached?
It's after Morris, probably, right?
Oh no.
Amos say ain't kaitzim milim shvius.
When are you not allowed?
Are you allowed to cut?
We learned this. You're not allowed to cut. Why? This
is when aren't you allowed to cut it down anymore? So he's saying over here when it starts to have a bud.
Right.
But we're saying in all these other cases.
No, it doesn't say that.
Fruit, that's when you're allowed to cut them down.
It doesn't matter. But once already there's a bud, it means that it's in motion. The tree is in motion of producing fruit.
Right.
Once it's in motion.
Dafka. Later on, we say dafka when it's
the other things.
Fruit, when the
right.
Already,
no, no, those are different halachas. No. Let's chazer again. That's already mutter. No.
Let's start to produce fruit. That's when you let it. Cut it down.
Okay, let's see. Let's when you're not allowed to cut it down. Why are you not allowed to cut it down?
It's starting to produce fruit.
And therefore, so what? Therefore what? What's the problem? Two problems. Number one, the Torah says, I'm going to cut it down.
All you're
I'm going to be ganef. So what does this man Mishiyot see? Vaita. Okay.
So, wait.
One thing at a time.
What does Mishiyot see mean?
The Rav says, leaves.
So it means what? You can't cut it down.
Why? Because already the process of it producing fruit has begun.
Okay, but we're going to be such to that.
Wait. Let's wait a second.
Okay,
So Beishamai says, Beisil says, no, not so fast. If it's Secher Reuven, if we're dealing with carob, then the only time you're not allowed to cut it down is Mishe Yishal L'Shelu. You're only not allowed to cut it down in Shemitah. It's only called a Hefsid, only if it already has reached a state where the carob has gotten heavy, where it droops like a chain. But if the carob is in this state, Adayin Loy Nasu Kvedim, if the carob has not yet
gotten
heavy,
Nasa Tluyim
B'Ilon Mishalev Zeh from this stage. Mishalev Zeh means from this stage. Also look so it's Ilon, you know how to cut down the tree. Adayin Loy Nasa Kvedim, they're not yet heavy.
Adayin what will cut
it? Ilon, you know how to cut it down because it's not yet called a tree. We do not consider it as reached a stage of worship. Okay, so therefore, Beishamai says, "Kol ilon k'mishiyot." You see, Beisil, I mean, no haluvim mishiyishav. There is no, it's not so simple. Beisil, when it comes to karim mishiyishal l'shelu, when it comes to gefanim mishiyigoreu. Now, what does that mean, mishiyigoreu? So let's see over the picture. Hagefan. We have two perushim. Mishiyigar pri l'shav to a l'shalev means to a stage. Shekvar yesh boi garinim where there are berries. You can see the berry. The seeds. Garinim. Seeds. When you eat grapes, so you have seedless grapes or you have grapes without seeds?
Sometimes
smooth seeds.
I have seeds, sometimes I don't.
When? What occasion? When the pre reaches this stage, shekvar yesh boi garinim, when you can see there are seeds in the grapes. Mishiyah garinim, if we also look at Gefer, so according to the Beis Hillel, when gefanim reach the stage, mishe yigoreyu, when you can see in the grapes, you can see the seeds, you're not allowed to cut down the vine. It's already called that it's in production. And therefore, you're not allowed to cut it down.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the second parish. Second parish is v'shiyagiu anav to the stage of
an
pol lavan. It's a certain size. A pol halavan is called a gerua. So when the grapes reach the size of the geruah, you're not allowed to cut it down.
Geruah usually means little. It's missing. But in this case, it's enough that you can't cut it down.
You can't, once it reaches this size called geruah pulavon, you're not allowed to cut it down.
Go ahead, no?
Okay? Yes. So basically, still says, Sacharuv mishmisha yishal shelu. Viagifanim mishmisha yigre. Two perushim. Either it means that you can see the seeds in the grapes,
or
it means they've reached the size of pulavon. Okay? The azesim olives, mishe yonetsu, when it begins to bud. Anates is a bud. A bud is later than the stage called mishe yotziu. According to Beis Shammai says mishe yotziu when it begins to come forth. According to Beis Hillel, it has to be a further stage called mishe yonetsu. Okay. Ushar kol ilan, with regard to all other trees.
Then he agrees with the...
Then Mishayotzi, Bithu Shama. Okay, so sofa so good.
Cases.
Right, three. Dealing with Cheruvim, dealing with Gefanim, dealing with Zesim, then there's Machloikis Beshama Veselol. Beshama says Mishayotzi. Beselol says no. When it comes to Cheruvim, Mishayishal Shelu, that means it comes heavy. Mishayagay to Perushim, Mishayagay with either seeds or Polovan. There are Zesim, Mishayonetsu. Here's the picture. We knew the picture yet. Mishayonetsu. Hazesim, Mishayonetsu. Mishayaschilu, Lefroyach, Perochim, Begazayas. When you can see flowers, when you can begin to see the delicious flowers in the zayis, mishiaschilu lifroyach prochem bezayis also liktzoyts asoyts, you're no longer allowed to cut it down. No one does that. That's original. What? Who does it? Who?
I forgot. There's somebody who knew who did that.
Now Ushar Kol Ilan Misha Yotzi. Good. The Kol Ilan. Now we go to a new halacha. The Naya halacha. The Kol Ilan Mekevan Shabbat Lo'inas Hamasros. That's a later state.
Now the Kol. What's going on? We did already Ushar Kol Ilan Misha Yotzi. That's it.
So Machlokes Beshamai still. The only time they argue.
So what in India we're talking about now?
Let's see the Rav.
We're talking about cutting down a tree now. We're back to talking about it.
Right. So now what does he say? The Chol Yidam Kevin Shabbat Lo'inas Samayish Osmud Lekotz. Let's see what it says in the Rav. The Chol Yidam Lekotz of Ein Kami Shum Hefsed Pri. When a tree reaches a later state, that means it's fully developed. What is it called? When is this amount of Meisim of trees? It means when it reaches a third of its growth. When are you chayav to separate trumas and maestros? Like fruits. If I'm not mistaken, when it reaches a third of its growth. Yes, sir. Are you okay with that?
No, I think when you bring it into the house, and you can bring it in.
No, that's already.
That's when you
chayav to give the maestro. But already the year is determined. Is this called a second year fruit, or is this called a third year fruit? Is this called the first year fruit, or is it called the second year fruit?
That's determined about the month of the year.
When has this thing grown a third of its potential? So then we determine what year it's from. But when you actually give the truman mice, that's when you bring it into the house. So here means now. Until now we're dealing with the tree. Just the tree is beginning to bud. So mishiyotziu when it becomes mishiyashashelu, when it becomes mishigareu, mishiyonetsu.
Yeah.
So during this period of time, you're not allowed to cut it, because if you cut it, you're going to cause it to be destroyed. You're stunting its growth. And all these things, it's
but
not yet edible.
Later on, when there's no hefsin.
Why is there no hefsin?
Because
now it's edible.
Already.
It's blossomed. It's edible.
Yeah.
Now once old the whole ilan, every tree, once it is reaching the oinas hamasras, the time of the year when we determine is this a third year or a second year, a first year or a sixth year, then the halacha is mutar lekatzit, so you're allowed to cut it.
Okay, so that's why you're allowed to cut it, because it came to the time that you give maizes, which means all the all the fruits are out on the tree, ready to kind of take down. So at that point, there's no more hesed anymore. You're allowed to...
because you can eat it. You can eat it.
Right, and
these,
no
in these examples,
it's like 10 kilo of fruit,
right.
I can eat them all.
Because in these examples, they're not yet edible.
I'm studying their whole
stunting
growth.
Their growth. But now it's already finished.
I need to give forth fruit.
And I'm
stunting it.
But in these examples, it's already complete. That's given forth. Now it's already ready. It's complete.
Explaining it right?
Yes. Good? Got it?
Good.
So let's see what's it says over here in the Rav. Mutu lukot. So v'ein kam mishum hefsed apri. In this situation, once already has reached its full growth, and the oina samayis shows is no longer has it because already it's already complete. I'm not stealing because now it's already royal achila. When I cut it off the tree, I can eat it. So I'll eat it. I'll give it to my friend to eat. So I can eat it. I'm not stunting its growth. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the prohibition of cutting down a tree?
The famous question.
So that he says we're going in a situation, we're dealing with a situation with the wood, where the wood is more valuable. Okay, next.
Important for me to have a fancy thing, then this thing can...
Right. Okay, next. The Kama Yehe Bezayis, now we go to the Mulav. Kama Yehe Bezayis, now we go to the next Halacha. Now go to Allah. Now it's a new Halacha. Now let's see. No, that's only a Shemitah. No, that's only a Shemitah Halacha. Now he's discussing a Halacha that does not apply to Shemitah. He's discussing the year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now he's jumping away from Shemitah. You have to differentiate between the laws of Shemitah and the laws of cutting, chopping down fruit trees. The laws of Shemitah are more common than the laws of cutting down fruit trees.
Right.
You're only allowed to cut down a fruit tree when it's producing fruit. But so therefore, when it comes to the year of Shemitah, with more machmir, you're not even allowed to cut down a fruit tree before it produces fruit. Because it's hefset. But in the year when it's not Shemitah, then the laws are relaxed. You are allowed to cut down a fruit tree if it's only Mishayotzi, only Mishayishal Shelu, or it's only Mishayigoreu, or Mishayitzi.
It's going to give off fruit.
We're not concerned. Right now, we did not give fruit yet, so we're not concerned about that. You're only not allowed to cut down a fruit tree that has already given forth a significant amount of fruit. Look what he says. And that's what he explains. He explains over here in this halacha. Kami ev zayis v'lo yikutsenu. How much fruit? How much fruit must the zayis produce so that we shave a prohibition v'lo yikutsenu roiva? So he explains. Kami ev zayis lava shviskar. We're now jumping away from the laws of Shemitah.
Yeah.
The laws, these laws are more lenient than the laws of Shemitah. The laws of Shemitah are
lenient.
The Torah says that a tree you're not allowed to cut down. If you go to war against your enemy and you want to lay siege and you need to chop down trees in order to lay siege against, you can't cut down trees and their fruit trees. You're not allowed to destroy the fruit trees. Also, lo sichros. Also, the pasuk says, "Don't cut it down." Ki ha'adam eats hasodeh. A human being is a tree. If you abuse a human being, it's a violation. Ki ha'adam eats hasodeh. Okay. Elishi also lekaitzam mishum kaitzat tilanas tayvas lesimit tefas dimenas achlos lo sichros. From the tree you shall eat, from the tree you shall eat. Don't cut down a person. A human being has value. Even a human being that doesn't seem like he's important also is also a life form. He's also Hashem's creation.
Right.
Not allowed to abuse another human being. I'll not do that. What's a roiva? Roiva hakav. What's roiva hakav? A quarter of a calf. A quarter of a calf. A quarter of a calf. because it's chashav yoser misharlanos. It's chashav more than other trees. So why do we give such a small amount if the tree can already produce roiv akav? Mishum the chashav yoser misharlanos. The iluk bedekel mutul the kotzay ad the ton kaba dekel palm tree can cut it down unless it produces a whole calf. It's a much larger measure. Much bigger. It's four times a roiv akav. A calf.
So you can't knock it down a decal until it can produce a lot.
You can knock it down. You can cut down a decal unless the decal produces a calf, a weight, a measure of dates.
Then once it produces that, I can't cut it down.
Not a cut down. Then it's called bal tashchis. That's called the violation of bal tashchis. But when it comes to olives, even if it only produces a roive hakav, you are already at a stage where you're not allowed to cut it down.
This is talking about where I'm going to be using it to make something. No, here we're not using it.
You're not using it for its wood. You're not using it for its wood.
I'm not using it for its wood, so then why am I cutting it down?
There's nothing better to do.
I'm being mastered it?
It's not. That's not a hefsid. I want to cut it down. I don't like it here. I want to cut it down. Just annoying me. What?
No.
The only time you're not allowed to cut it down is if it produces a significant amount of fruit. It's not us to cut it down if it does not produce a significant amount of fruit. Okay, that's a heter. That is.
It could be this year. Produce maybe next year.
Doesn't matter. We don't look at next year. You know what's going to be next year. I don't even know what's going to be today. I don't even know going to get through today. You know what's going to be next year. You're not going to take into consideration what's going to be next year. Right now, does this tree produce a calf of tomorrow?
No.
Are you allowed to cut it down?
Yes.
Does this olive tree, does it produce a roiva kav? No. So you're allowed to cut it down? Yes. That's what the mission says.
Kamiye
b'zayis. Lava shriyas koi. Elo shriyay also l'koytze mishum koytze tzilam 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 tzilam. The pasuk says they only eat from a fruit tree, but you may not cut it down. Roiva hakav. Mishum d'choshu yesem shaylonos t'ilu b'dekel mutu l'koytze ad d'ton kaba. Adekli you can cut it down until it produces a kav. Okay, so kama ye bezayis lo yikotzen roiva. Shilzas no rakol if he has zayis. It depends. It's relative. Now, what does it mean called via zayis? He doesn't explain. There is no explanation. So, which is in the picture over here. Kami was a legisenu. Mishia bezayis roiva kav zaysim also koytzamilin. Once already produces a roiva, a reva kav zaysim. Once the olive tree produces a quarter of a kav, you're not allowed to cut down this tree. And this is not a halach of shvius. This part of the mission has crept into this misafti mill that has nothing to do with the laws of shvius. How do you like that? Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
And that's what the price is talking about.
Got it?
Get it. Got it.
That's the price is
cringy.
That's the price.
Okay. I call him, let's have. Yeah. All depends on the zayis. If the zayis produces a significant amount of food, then you can allocate it down. If it does not produce a significant amount of food,
But that's what it says here.
No, he gave a shear. Roiva. He disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Will says no. He's not telling us the shear. I don't know. He's not explaining. He's not telling us. He doesn't explain. There is no explanation. You're saying the Ikim Mefarshim shouldn't explain over here. The shear is roiva. Doesn't explain. He just says akol lefi hazayis. It depends. It all depends on the olive. Some olive trees less, some more. It all depends. You can't generalize. Chaz the Mishnah. Me'emosai in koytzin oila b'shvius. When already are you now allowed to cut down a tree? When is it already called in production? That's now stunting the growth. And it's called a hefsid. La'achlov le'le hefsid. Or gezel. So b'shamai says kol oila mishayotzi once it produces. Okay? But it still says no, it all depends. It's relative. When it comes to Hecharuvim, Misha Yishal Shelu. Can you remember that word?
Yes.
And then repeat it today about 1,000 times. Misha Yishal Shelu.
Right.
When it looks like a chain, it droops. Yagifanim, Misha Yigoreyu. What does it mean, Misha Yigoreyu? What does that mean? That means when you can see seeds. when you can see seeds, or when it reaches the size of pol halavan. Vehazei sim olives, when mishe yonetsu, when it begins to bud. Vishar kol hoilan mishe yotzi, other trees I will agree to be shamai mishe yotzi. Whose start are you on? Are you a Beis Shammai or are you a Beis Hillel?
Always a Beis Hillel.
V'chol u'ilan, all trees, kevan shebol anas amasrites, mutu l'kaitza. Once already the tree has developed to the point where it's already determined, the time of the year has been determined, which basically means that the fruit is already complete. Then if you cut off the tree, you're not causing a loss, because the fruit already is complete. So what I can cut off, I can eat it. Or I can serve it to my guests, my Shabbos guests. Yeah? Then we come to a new halacha. General halacha. At what point in time does a tree reach a degree where the tree already is choshev? It's called a fruit tree, that you're not allowed to cut off the fruit. So, Rabbish, when it comes, at least when it comes to an olive tree, roiva, a quarter of a calf. That's a chumrah. Because when it comes to other types of trees, the shear is going to be a full calf. But when it comes to olives, olive is a roiva hakaf. Good. And then we have Rabban Shim and Gamliel Omer. He says the shears are called the Azayis. No, it's relative. It depends. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Okay? We did one Mishnah.
Very hard one.
You understand it?
Yeah.
It's not so hard.
Very hard.
Is it clear? Yeah? Okay, tomorrow we go to Perek Hay.
It's a shame. How many minutes do we get?
36 minutes.